This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
But while we're talking about people saying really, really stupid things, I think it's important for you to understand a couple of different things. First of all, Justin Trudeau, who is the Prime Minister of Canada, I call him a man-child because he is basically a child. Like, when you fly to Canada, if you ever fly to Montreal, which is one of my favorite cities, you land at Pierre Trudeau International Airport. Trudeau was his dad who actually accomplished some things. And Justin Trudeau was born on third base. He's very handsome and very charming. And his dad, like, his name is Trudeau, and his dad, like, built Canada. So there's an airport named after him. So really, how hard do you have to work in life when you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're named after, people go, oh, you're named after the airport. No, my father, the airport's named after my father. Yeah. You know, that's, so this guy, and also he's good looking, right? So it's not even like he's, oh, but he's really ugly. So Justin Trudeau has never had to worry about anything in his life. So now he has time to mansplain to a young woman. And I guess, now remember, if I lecture a woman on the proper use of words, I'm mansplaining. When Justin Trudeau, the man-child lefty socialist, does it, that's actually, well, he's doing a good thing here because he is now helping her know the right words, the socially acceptable words. I wish there was a book by George Orwell where the government corrected people on the right use of words. Like, I wish there had been a book written, perhaps, maybe we could say in the year, like about 1984, for example, where the government literally decided what words you could and could not say. That would be amazing. I wish that it happened. But I don't think it happened because that book has been banned. And I don't know if it's around anymore. Certainly not in Canada. It's not around. That's for sure. There's books on hockey, but not that.
Hey.
This is Justin Trudeau, man-child Justin Trudeau, correcting a woman, cut 3.
So that's why we came here today to ask you to also look into the policies that religious charitable organizations have in our legislation so that it can also be changed, because maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to look.
We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind, because it's more inclusive.
There we go, exactly. Yes, thank you.
We can all learn from each other.
Okay, that happened. That's
wow.
The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. We like to say people kind, not mankind.
Instead of, wouldn't you say humankind too? Instead of people.
That's
kind.
True. What if I don't identify as a person?
Yeah.
What if I don't identify as a person?
But nobody says people kind. That's not. Is that even a term?
Well, no, because you understand why you don't say humankind, right?
Why?
Spell the word.
H U M A N.
What are the last three letters in the word?
Oh, stop.
Oh, no.
Trigger.
Oh, no.
It's a trigger.
It is.
Yeah, but
people kind, you understand.
Oh, gee.
People
well,
kind.
But the word woman has the word man in it.
Don't you say that word on this program. Don't you dare. You scrub that word from the language, okay? We can all learn from each other, comrade. We can all learn from each other. And we will do more learning in the 4 o'clock hour. Join us, peoples. Join us.
Rich Zioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.